Well, they range in age from 34 to just 16. They're a blend of youth and experience, and they could be the most dangerous side we've ever sent to a World Cup. Under the captaincy of superstar striker Sam Kerr, the Matildas begin their World Cup campaign in France this weekend with a real shot at taking home the trophy. This team has been called the Matildas' Golden Generation. As well as winning matches, they also seem to be winning the battle for the hearts and minds of kids deciding which sport to follow. David Sparks reports.
Oh, Sam Kerr!
Ranked sixth in the world, the Matildas go into the World Cup confident they can pull off an upset victory.
It's one of her best goals ever for her country!
Their power-packed lineup includes champion striker Samantha Kerr, as well as Lisa Devanna.
We have never been in a better position to win a soccer World Cup than right now.
That's Tracy Holmes, host of ABC podcast The Ticket, and also host of SBS's coverage of this tournament.
This is described as the golden era of the Matildas. People talk about the added layer of pressure for these women. I don't think they see it that way. They see it as they're right. They deserve to be there. They are one of the top teams in the world.
During a time of scandal and public disillusionment with other national teams, the Matildas have won the respect of the Australian public through their on-field performances and their conduct off the pitch. There's more at stake in France for Australian football than just a World Cup trophy. There's a fierce contest amongst the various sports in Australia to recruit young girls to their ranks.
I think, really, they've already won that battle. For a long time, it was netball, and that has been surpassed. But as far as, you know, young numbers coming through and people signing up to clubs and teams, and the thing that makes a very big difference is that if you're involved in a club that is seen as a family club, so it doesn't just have a men's team and boys' teams, but it has girls' teams as well, they're seeing that it brings families together and people want to be there and they stay there longer.
Oh, my goodness, Lisa Devanna.
At her most terrifying, lays it through now for Australia. Yes!
It's been a long journey to success for the Matildas. Football writer Bonita Merciades.
This team particularly has captured the imagination because they have been improving over the years. You know, that about 10 years ago, they were ranked outside the top 10. They've gone as high as number 4 in the world. They're currently sitting at number 6. And so this is a huge sport. It is played by a lot of countries around the world. It is the marquee event for the sport, and we're in with a real shot.
Bonita Merciades says if young girls, not to mention the boys, women and men in this country, are looking for inspiration, they need look no further than the players in green and gold on Sunday night.
We are, by our very nature, we are a very diverse sport. We have a whole lot of people who play it from diverse backgrounds, diverse cultural and linguistic backgrounds, be that Indigenous Australians or Australians who have come from other backgrounds. And I think that does reflect who we are.
There's a lot of people out there who don't know much about the Matildas, but they know one name, Sam Kerr.
Yep.
She's worth her weight in gold for Australian football, isn't she?
She is one of the top players in the world. But look, we have other potential stars in that team as well. Caitlin Ford comes to mind. Chloe Legato comes to mind. Young Mary Fowler, if she gets a run, she's only 16 years of age and, you know, she's got probably another 4 World Cups in her yet. So we've got a great team. It's a champion team. And Sam Kerr is an absolute superstar, but there are a whole lot of other potential superstars there too.
The Matildas' first game against Italy is at 9 o'clock on Sunday night.
1-2, onside Legazzo. Great ball in, Sam Kerr up the double.
Bring it on. That report by David Sparks.